any leaving fees. Switch today to full fibre broadband with Vodafone, the nation's network.
Credit of up to £100 to cover leaving fees. Visit vodafone.co.uk/broadband to find out about the switch process and for terms.
Amazon offer employees up to £8,000 towards training and career growth, like Daniel. He's now a trained software developer, and to him, the gentle tap of his keyboard is the best sound in the world. Because it's a reminder of how much his life has changed. In 2 years, he's gone from warehouse employee to working his dream job. And even his son says his coding skills aren't bad, which is high praise from a teenager. At Amazon, we're committed to training and career growth. Conditions and eligibility criteria apply.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories, they're sour. It's claimed kids are being robbed of their childhoods due to long delays for the diagnosis of neurodiverse conditions. The Children's Commissioner says families are facing an invisible crisis as they wait for doctors to detect things like ADHD and autism. Aileen O'Sullivan has more.
Dame Rachel D'Souza says delays affect those with cerebral palsy the most, with an average diagnosis taking almost 3.5 years, with some children said to be missing crucial developmental milestones as a result. Rachel says it's an invisible crisis, with families exhausted from fighting for what's best for their kids. Labour's consistently said it inherited a broken NHS and says change will not happen overnight.
Benjamin Netanyahu's denied purposefully targeting peacekeepers in Lebanon, but has repeated calls for them to leave combat areas. The Israeli Prime Minister says troops will continue to target Hezbollah in all parts of Lebanon. Meanwhile, the Red Cross there says at least 21 people have been killed following an Israeli airstrike in the north of the country. P. Diddy's lawyers say the truth will prevail in court as he faces 6 more accusations of sexual assault. The rapper, whose real name is Sean Combs, has already pleaded not guilty to sex trafficking charges. Strictly Come Dancing star Oti Mabuse has been opening up about the challenges she and her partner face raising a mixed-race child. The South African dancer had a baby with Romanian Marius last November. Speaking during Black History Month, she's revealed how a recent European trip exposed them to the preconceptions people still have about race.
He got asked at border control, "Show me proof that this is your child." He's never had to show proof. First question, where's the mom? Where is she from? Your baby looks very, very different.
You can hear more from Oti and other celebrities talking about their experiences on raising the next generation on our Rayo app. And Craig Bellamy's created Welsh football history as his national side beat Montenegro 1-0 in the Nations League. He's now the first manager to go unbeaten in his first 4 games in charge. Sunny spells for most of us through today. Rain in the south and west later, though. Highs of 18 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
In the park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
The sounds of nature in the park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
Days start better with the sounds of nature. In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
calming start to your day.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
This is Magic Classical with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
This is the relaxing sound of In the Park on Magic Classical.
And is fair.
Days start better with the sounds of nature. In the Park on Magic Classical.
Where
In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
in the Park on Magic Classical.
Bringing us to the end of In the Park for this morning, Jean-Yves Thibaudet at the piano playing Eric Satie's Gymnopédie No. 2. Back in the park tomorrow morning, as usual, from 5 a.m.
Phone, purse, keys. They must be in my work bag. Or maybe my weekend bag. They're not in my walking the dog bag. What about my everyday bag? Or the bag I wear every day that I don't wear my everyday bag?
Too many bags? On Vinted, you can sell your pre-loved clothes and accessories fast. All with zero fees. Don't wear it, sell it. Download Vinted today.
Or perhaps a peep over the topper. You could even be a peek around the cider. Actually, forget that. It's impossible. Either way, at Specsavers, we get what you're up against. So why not come and see us about becoming a varifocaler? With varifocal lenses, you'll see close up, far away, and everything in between. And they're free, with a single pair of glasses from £70. Include standard varifocal lenses only. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Jessica's her own boss, at last, which, yes, has added a few more things to her to-do list. Now, she's a consultant, an absolute pro with video meetings, a business manager, does the accounts, the advertising, makes a mean coffee, and still manages to help her at Children's After School Club. Self-employed? We get you. That's why AXA Business Insurance offers tailored cover, so you choose the insurance to fit your business and only pay for what you need. AXA Business Insurance. Know you can. AXA UK PLC is regulated and authorised by the Prudential Regulation Authority and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Okay, which is clearer? One or two?
Two.
Three or four?
Four.
Diabetes or high blood pressure?
Huh?
Every eye tells a story, including giving us a clearer picture of your overall health. At Boots Opticians, our eye tests and advanced OCT eye scans can help spot over 10 health conditions, helping to open your eyes to a healthier future. Book an eye test today. Boots Opticians. See what's possible.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
Top stories this hour. The Children's Commissioner says long delays for diagnosis of conditions like ADHD or autism are robbing children of their childhood. Dame Rachel D'Souza says there's an invisible crisis with young people missing crucial developmental milestones as a result. It's believed 400,000 children in England are using specialist services to cope. Thea Stein is the Chief Executive of the Nuffield Trust.
Having the diagnosis may mean that the school understand that you can't cope as well with a very noisy class, that you're going to learn in a particular way, that you need support in the way in which you are going to interact with your peers.
The Israeli Prime Minister has denied targeting peacekeepers in Lebanon, but has repeated calls for them to leave. Benjamin Netanyahu's promised troops will continue to target Hezbollah militants in all parts of Lebanon. The Health Secretary is suggesting weight loss jabs could be used to help unemployed people get back into work. A trial of the treatment's effects on productivity will go alongside a £280 million investment in ways to deliver injections more to people. A bill will be put before Parliament later that will try and put phone-free schools into law. It's said to have cross-party support in an effort to tackle children being addicted to their smartphones. Strictly's Oti Mabuse has revealed her husband has asked her to explain the colour of their baby's skin during a recent trip to Europe.
For the first time, he felt like protective over the fact that now he has to explain himself, which he didn't have to before. Because before he'd be like, it's just a question. And I'm like, but it's not, is it?
In an exclusive interview for Black History Month, the dancer's been sharing an insight into life raising a mixed-race child with Romanian partner Marius. You can hear more from Oti and other celebrities talking about their experiences on raising the next generation on our Rayo app. Wales continue their unbeaten run under manager Craig Bellamy with a 1-0 victory over Montenegro in the Nations League last night. And there's controversy following the World's Conquer Championships on Sunday. It's